Next, the passenger camp at Dublin Airport. The Minister of State at the Department of Transport, James Lawless, is to meet the Chief Executive of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, next Wednesday to discuss the issue. The cap restricts the number of passengers passing through the airport at 32 million. Dublin Airport Authority says thousands of jobs could be lost and foreign direct investment could be impacted if the cap isn't lifted. It wants to increase passenger numbers to 40 million. Minister James Lawless is with us now in studio. Good afternoon, Minister.
Good afternoon, Keane.
Have you concerns about the cap?
Of course.
What are they?
Well, this is a situation that I suppose is a legacy issue arising from 2006, the planning application for Terminal 2 put on following appeals in 2007. So it's been there for 17 years. And I think we have a short-term options and then we have, I suppose, long-term options. Ultimately, the long-term option is that the planning process does its work and delivers a resolution to this.
Has there been a lack of urgency on this in terms of planning?
I found it a bit extraordinary when I arrived in the department earlier this summer to find that this cap is here for 17 years and none of the agencies or the airlines or any of the stakeholders appear to have grasped the nettle until the last 12, 24 months. In particular, I'd point out the decision on the noise quota, which is related to the cap, that's been with On Board Pleanála since August 2022. That's now 2 years on, and that's still in the board. I think that's now overdue.
Why is it so slow?
Well, I would be hoping that decision will issue imminently. I've been told that over the course of the summer it was due any day now. That day still hasn't come.
Can you
that
do would anything be very helpful.
I would encourage them to, I suppose, arrive at their decision and communicate it. Perhaps it's already been reached, but hasn't yet been sort of published. But that's part of the bigger picture.
But can you do anything to expedite that planning process?
Well, I'm not going to interfere in the planning process. I'm not going to tell the planners what to decide or how they decide or what formula or approach they use. However, I think it is reasonable to suggest that after 2 years of deliberations, it's time we heard got a result from that, and that will then feed into the Fingal County Council process. To be fair to Fingal, they only have the ball since November 2023 last year, and they came back to Dublin Airport Authority with a number of questions. Dublin Airport Authority now going back and forth to them. There's been a few delays around that as well.
There's
I have to say,
of 3 months.
There is there's a delay of 17 years in terms of applying to lift the cap, but in the most recent application, there's a delay of 3 months. The other point I'd make in the bigger picture: there's no cap on Ireland Inc. Okay, so we have capacity at Shannon. We have capacity at Cork. We have capacity across the regional airports. There is no need. So, for example, when the regulator is setting the schedules and the slots for next summer, which is where the big concern is, because we have the slots booked in to the end of the year, right up and through Christmas, we already have the slots identified and good to go, and the scheduled flights should not be affected in any way. But next year, if the regulator is in a position where if we don't have a planning decision and the regulator is having to say, look, I'm going to have to refuse applications for extra flights, instead of just saying no, why don't they say, well, we don't have that in Dublin, but Shannon can take 3 million more flights. Cork can take another 2 million flights. Right now, Shannon has the longest runway
in
Ireland.
Are you directing ultimately that flights to go to Cork and Shannon? More flights
it's
for
national
the
policy. National policy, aviation policy, is that the airport, including Dublin, would grow. I want to protect and grow the capacity of Dublin and of the state.
How does the DAA feel about that?
Well, Cork is part of their remit. Kenny Jacobs was with me in Cork last month.
Shannon.
And announced Shannon is a different group. But so in fairness to DEA, they have launched an initiative programme, incentive programme for the airlines to come to Cork and fly to there. Shannon, I visited Shannon also, Mayor Considine and all the team there. They're crying out for more passengers. And Shannon in particular has 40% of the population of Ireland is within the hinterland. Why are people getting on a bus or a car in Clare, Limerick, Tipperary?
Is there some kind of incentive for the airlines to make these changes?
What you know is always easy, isn't it? I suppose there's a force of habit. There may be, to be fair, there may be a marketing aspect that if somebody's booking a flight internationally, they know Dublin. Now, there's no one better than Ryanair to market Dublin brackets Shannon as a destination.
Have you figures on this? Is this just an idea? How many would you send to Cork? How many
figures.
Would you send to Shannon?
Straight away, 2 million to Cork, 3 million to Shannon. That's the capacity that's there right now, today. But what I'm doing is I'm engaging with all the players. I'm meeting Michael Leary of Ryanair next week. I'm meeting Lynn Inglesby of Aer Lingus the week after. I've met the DA a number of times. I've been meeting them again. I'm meeting the regulator. I'm meeting local residents who have various concerns, legitimate concerns, business groups and workers. So I suppose I'm trying to
do the consultation. How do you balance the concerns of locals and then the need of the economy, as you put it, the need of getting passengers into Ireland?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm not, and I don't attempt to be at any stage a substitute for the planning process. The planning process has to do its work. I think it's legitimate to express a preferred outcome, and I think it's legitimate to express a view that it could be expedited.
So what's the preferred outcome then?
That the cap would be lifted, of course. It's national aviation policy that Dublin Airport grows, but it's also legitimate, and it's actually just common sense to say, why is it that we have two other airports, we've actually got multiples, but in particular Shannon and Cork, with 5 million capacity today, and it's not being used by the airlines? So I'll be asking Aer Lingus that, I'll be asking Ryanair that. Why are they, instead of bringing flights from Dublin to Belfast, as Michael Leary's announced, why is he not bringing them to Shannon and Cork? Most of the passengers will be closer to those airports than they are to Belfast. I think there's a bit of provocation here. I think there's a bit of gamesmanship. And I think we have to actually call the bluff out and say, what's going on here, guys?
I mean, I'm just trying to get my head around this, because you're saying you're supporting lifting the cap, and then you're talking to locals as well.
Yeah.
How do you sell this to locals in terms of noise, in terms of traffic?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you sell?
So what you do it through conditions, okay? So, for example, through the very sensible scheme that Fingal County Council came up with, dealing with NCAC, which is the state agency for noise management at the airport, and they imposed a noise quota. So that's a way that you manage. You do things like, you know, lower emission flights, quieter engines. You know, there's a number of technical solutions, and there's a quota. So the airport has a noise quota. It's nothing to do with the number of passengers and number of flights. It's to do with the amount of noise that's created, and there's various ways you can mitigate that using technology. That was agreed by Fingal County Council over 2 years ago. It's a good system. However, it's stuck in the board. So that's the kind of thing you, in parallel with lifting the cap, for example, there could be other conditions imposed, or that noise quota could be embraced as one of the conditions. But even if we had no cap, it's not sustainable or desirable that 86% of flights in and out of Ireland go through one airport, i.e. Dublin. If we look at Heathrow, okay, bigger city, but the population is similar to Ireland. We have Gatwick, we have Luton, we have Stansted, we have City of London, supporting Heathrow as the primary airport. I don't think it's desirable. If we had a cyber attack, if we had, you know, it's critical infrastructure. If that airport goes down, the whole 86% of the country is offline. That's not acceptable.
Minister James Lawless, thanks for joining us this afternoon.